Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David, and this week I am talking about the question, does God talk to you? Does he talk directly to you? And the answer to that question I've told you is yes, through God's Word, through the Bible. As you read it, Jesus said it is not just a record of things God did and said in the past, but God speaks to you as you read it. So can God speak to you as you pray? Yes, because God can bring to mind things that you are doing that are not in agreement with God's Word. If you are spending time in His Word, if you are reading your Bible, if you are hearing good teaching from the Bible, and you're praying, and suddenly you realize, you know, I shouldn't have said that to that person yesterday. That may be the Holy Spirit recalling to mind something that the Scriptures have already taught you that you should pay attention to. Or maybe there's a ministry, something you need to be doing for God that you've already thought about. You've already, as you've been studying your Bible, said, you know, I think God is telling me that I need to do this. And you remember while you're praying that you haven't done it. That could be the Holy Spirit prompting you that you need to do that ministry. So yes, even in circumstances, if someone comes up to you and says, you know what, I want to know more about God and how to have a relationship with God. Well, you know right away that that is God at work, that God convicts people through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so here is God at work. And so, yes, your main mission from Jesus is to be someone who makes disciples of others, who's someone who explains what it is to have a relationship with Jesus that you've been able to experience and enjoy. And so the way you love others is if someone is falling under the conviction of the Holy Spirit by asking questions like that, you should want to help them, point them to the truths of Scripture. So the Bible informs you that in that situation, you need to stop whatever you're doing and make it a priority to talk to that person about Jesus. So yes, God speaks directly to us through the Bible. But then there's this other question. Does God speak to me directly apart from His Word, without anything related to Scripture whatsoever? And I have told you so far that no, that is not a normal experience. I'm not saying that it never happens, but I think for many Christians, it never happens. And I think that if you are pursuing that, if you're saying, well, I'm not really a mature Christian, or I'm not really in my relationship with God like I want to be until I get specific direct revelation from God outside of His Word. For example, you're driving down the road and you're looking for a place you haven't been to before, and you're not clear on the directions, and you come to a place where you need to either turn left or right, and you're really not sure which way to turn, so you say, God, please tell me which way to turn. All right, now, if God answers that, that's not something based on the Bible. There's no verse in the Bible that says turn left in this situation or turn right. Should you expect that you can have a relationship with God where He talks to you regularly in that kind of way? Well, no, for several reasons. One, we've seen that that is not the normal experience in the Old Testament or the New Testament. That it was actually relatively few people. We can think of a lot of names in the Bible, Abraham, Moses, people who talked with God, but they're really a very small portion of the people of God throughout the thousands of years of history that the Bible covers. Secondly, when they talked to God, they knew they were talking to God. God visibly appeared to them. At times, it was an overwhelming experience. There were things that they saw that accompanied the presence of God that there was no doubt in their mind. It wasn't that they were just thinking to themselves, should I turn left or right? Left kind of strikes me a bit differently than right. Maybe that's God speaking. No, there was no uncertainty that God had come to them. It was an incredibly moving experience. They knew it was God. And so that was the Old Testament pattern. That's the New Testament pattern. But even in the Old and New Testaments, even among the prophets, the Scripture was the primary way you were to hear God speak to you. So we saw yesterday that Peter, one of the great prophets in all of the history of God's people, he said, you will do well to pay attention to the prophetic word. Something more sure are the words he uses to describe the Bible. So all of the Bible are prophecies that are preserved, and they are more sure. There's no uncertainty about them. God speaks to us as we read the Bible. We see all throughout the Scriptures that there was a certain degree of uncertainty about the prophets. If it was in the Scripture, you could be sure about it. If it was not, then there was some doubt. So Joshua 1:8 is a good example. Joshua himself was a prophet, and Joshua saw all the miracles that God did during the time of Moses. And Joshua has God himself come and speak to him. So Joshua gets direct revelation from God. And fascinating, here is what the direct revelation was. God says to Joshua in Joshua 1:8, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." So for Joshua, who himself was a prophet and received direct revelation from God in a few instances in his life, he is told that what he's supposed to normally do to hear from God is to study the Bible. Meditate on this book of the law. Keep it on your lips always, day and night. And that way, you will be careful to do everything written in it, and then you can be prosperous and successful. So the key to living the Christian life, hearing from God, letting him instruct you, letting him tell you what you need to know each day, is not to seek these special outside of the Bible revelations from God, but to recognize that you have the amazing ability to hear from God all the time by opening up the Bible with an open heart and open mind to read the scriptures and be taught by God, to allow him to come and speak into your life and then make changes in your life, follow him, obey what his word teaches. The prophets were not like that. In 1 Kings chapter 13, we read about a prophet. And in this passage, there's a prophet who is told by God, deliver a message to the king of Israel and then come back home and don't stop and eat or drink anything. And so he goes, he delivers the message to the king. He's on his way back home to Judah. And another prophet meets him and says, why don't you come home and eat with me? And the original prophet says, no, I can't do that because God has told me that I'm not to stop and eat anywhere until I get home. But the other prophet answered, 1 Kings 13, verse 18, I too am a prophet as you are. And an angel said to me by the word of the Lord, bring him back with you to your house so that he may eat bread and drink water. But he was lying to him. So the man of God returned with him and ate and drank in his house. While they were sitting at the table, the word of the Lord came to the old prophet who had brought him back, and he cried out to the man of God who had come from Judah. This is what the Lord says. You have defied the word of the Lord and have not kept the command the Lord your God gave you. So here you have an instance where one prophet says, God told me not to stop here. Another prophet says, oh, well, God told me you can stop here. You see, God doesn't say two different things. And the prophet believed him and went against the word of the Lord and stopped and ate at his house. And now that prophet that said, come eat with me, now God's word really does come to him. And he says, you're going to be punished because you have disobeyed God's word. He ends up getting eaten by a lion later on in the story. The point here, I believe, is that sometimes prophets lie. This is a true prophet of God. Sometimes there were evil spirits that would move the prophets in the Old Testament to say misleading things. And so there was this degree of uncertainty. Even though God spoke to prophets and even though the prophets could be reliable, not always. Sometimes they didn't say the right thing. But with the Bible, you could be sure that you were getting the Word of God. The same thing is true today. We're going to look at some examples of prophecy in the New Testament, but the same thing is true today that you can't trust what all the prophets say. In fact, there are some statements from some churches about how frequently prophets today, people who claim to have direct revelation from God outside of the Bible, that they're frequently wrong. I'm going to read you some of that tomorrow. So whether or not God speaks today through prophets or can speak to you directly through some other way, I don't think it's in your thoughts. I think there's no mistaking if God talks to you. But whether or not he can do that at all, it's rare. We should expect it to be rare. But what we should delight in is that we can hear God speak to us, and it's in Scripture. And we can all access a Bible and have God speak to us through his word. Well, until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.